Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, The Rich Man and Lazarus.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Among the Gospels read on Sundays, today's is the best. Love it. The story of Lazarus and the rich man. And according to Jesus' telling of the story, the rich man feasts sumptuously every day. He's clothed in fine linen, in purple, and in fine linen. When St. Cyril of Alexandria writes and preaches about this gospel reading, he expounds upon this fact. He says that he was surrounded by flatterers, that he was thronged with servants and attendants, that he had chefs who were masterful at invoking gluttony, right? And outside of the rich man's house is Lazarus. And Lazarus, Jesus tells us, would have been happy to satisfy himself on what fell from Lazarus's table. That what Lazarus considered waste would have been more than enough nutrients for Lazarus. I think I said that wrong. What the rich man considered waste would have been sufficient nutrients for Lazarus. I used to work at a restaurant in Salt Lake City called the American Grill. I was a dishwasher. And I remember this so vividly. I remember it. I mean, minute after minute, plates of half meals. I mean, piles of spaghetti, half a steak, 4 or 5 pieces of bread, 2 scoops of mashed potatoes, trash, 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 spray it down, wash it out, spray it down, wash it out, spray it down, wash it out. By the end of a Saturday night, I would have hauled 5, I'm talking 50-gallon garbage cans out to that dumpster. You know? And there was nothing in those garbage bags but food. Nothing. And it's no different here, the restaurants that I eat at today. So when we read this morning's gospel, we really have to consider that we feast sumptuously, and that there are many who could be more than satisfied with what we consider to be waste. We really have to really ponder that. If we want to take meaning from today's gospel, we need to just think about the last time we ate at a restaurant, probably the last time we ate at home too. I know in my house I throw a lot of food out. So we really have to square with the fact that most of us here today, if not all of us, feast sumptuously. And that there are many who would be more than satisfied if they could only have what we throw away. So I think there are 3 things we need to take away from today's gospel. I think there are 3 main points that all of us really need to consider. I think the first thing that we need to consider is that there is a need. There is a need right here in Southampton. A couple of weeks ago, we went with our Goya and we cooked at the soup kitchen. We're going to go again here in a couple of weeks. There are hungry people who we see every day. We may not see them, but they're in our sight. So one, there is a need. Two, my response to that need is critical to my salvation. My destiny is tied to my response to that need. That's item number two. Take that home. That's serious. My destiny, your destiny. My eternal existence, the state in which I will spend eternity, is directly tied to how I do or do not respond to those who are in need around me. Jesus does not mince words about this. He doesn't make any bones about it. He says it in Matthew when he talks about the final judgment. He says it here in the Gospel of Lazarus. If you want to read Isaiah and Ezekiel and the Old Testament prophets and see what they say about the obligations that the children of Israel have to the widowed, to the orphaned, and to the poor. Yeah. From the very beginning, from the first promise made to Abraham to the gospel read in the church this morning, our salvation is tied to our response to need. No doubt about it. And number three, we have to act now. Can't wait for the right opportunity. We have to make the right opportunity. We can't wait for a sign, right? Jesus says in the gospel reading, you already received your sign. If they don't hear the prophets and Moses, they're not going to hear even if Lazarus raises from the dead. So those are our three big takeaways from today's gospel. Three big takeaways. There is a need. Just look around. I mean, if you go to the soup kitchen in Riverhead, just take a walk down any street on any given days, and if we open our eyes to it, we can see that there is need. When St. Cyril writes about this gospel again, he says, the rich man can have no excuse because Lazarus lays at his gate. He's not over in Rwanda. He's not over in Sierra Leone, even though there's real need in those places too. He's not in Harlem. He's not in like central Austin. Lazarus is right outside the rich man's gate. And in our very own communities, there's hunger. In our very own communities, and I know it firsthand, there are families who don't have heat. There are families who don't have clothes. There are parents who struggle to feed their kids, and all of us have the resources to do something about it. Probably none of us have the resources to solve it, but all of us have the resources to do something, even if we just have a little, right? If I have two loaves of bread, I can give half a loaf of bread away. So there is need. Two, our salvation depends on our response. Remember what Jesus says in Matthew? At the end times, the judge will gather and he will put the goats on his left and he'll put the sheep on his right and he'll say to the goats, you didn't feed me when I was hungry, you didn't clothe me when I was naked, you didn't visit me when I was sick. And he'll say to the sheep, you did. And then he's going to send the goats out to outer punishment and he's going to bring the sheep into the kingdom of his Father. Remember that? That's what he's talking about right here. Again, so many times in Scripture, if Jesus tells us one thing, he tells us be people of mercy and justice. Be people of mercy and justice and err on the side of mercy. So my destiny depends on how I respond to this need, and so does yours. Three, don't wait for a sign, right? Lazarus, after he's sent to Hades or wherever he's sent, where he's in anguish, he says, oh Lord, if you can't give me a drop of water, at least raise Lazarus from the dead and send him to my brothers. And Jesus says, no, I'm not going to do it. Or Abraham says, I'm not going to do that. They already had their signs. They have the prophets. They have Moses. If they didn't listen to them, they're not going to listen to me. So that's what we're saying today in the church. Don't wait for the opportunity to help someone who's in need. Create the opportunity to help someone who's in need. Don't wait for the opportunity to offer a bit of kindness to a person who could use it. Create the opportunity. Go out of your way to do those things. Don't wait for a sign. The sign's already there. You want a sign? There's hungry people. There's your sign. There's sorrow. There's your sign. There's sickness. There's your sign. Let's respond to that, and let's respond to that today. Thank you for your attention. I pray that God continues to bless and keep each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.